From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump says major sanctions will be imposed on North Korea. His remarks come after the North tested an intercontinental ballistic missile that experts say is likely capable of hitting anywhere on the U.S. mainland. In a tweet on Wednesday, President Trump said he spoke with Chinese President Xi Jinping about what Trump called North Korea's provocative actions and again promised to, quote, handle the situation. He did not elaborate, however. On Wednesday, North Korea indeed confirmed it tested a Hwasong-15 missile, quote, tipped with a super large heavy warhead, which is capable of striking the whole mainland of the U.S. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting Wednesday to discuss the launch. The council has imposed repeated rounds of sanctions on the North in response to its nuclear and missile tests. Suspected militants attacked worshippers outside a Shiite Muslim mosque, killing at least one people and wounding four others late Wednesday in the Pakistani capital. Police said four gunmen arrived on motorbikes at the mosque in Islamabad's I-8 residential sector and opened fire on worshippers as they were coming out after evening prayers. Members of the minority Shiite community swiftly took to the streets to protest the violence and denounce the government for failing to protect them. Security cameras installed around the mosque captured shots of gunmen spraying bullets with automatic weapons before fleeing the scene. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's High Court has acquitted a prominent pastor who was arrested for criticizing former President Robert Mugabe. Human rights groups say Wednesday's ruling is a clear message for the new government of President Emmerson Mnangagwa. Sebastian Mofu reports for VOA from Harare.
Announcing the not guilty verdict Wednesday, Justice Priscilla Chigumba said state lawyers had failed to prove that in July of last year, Pastor Ivan Mawarire had called for violent protests and attempted to unseat then-President Robert Mugabe. Instead, the High Court judge said the clergyman acted within his rights when he called for Zimbabweans to stay at home to push the government to address the moribund economy. Mawarire is the activist behind the hashtag This Flag movement launched in 2016 to protest the government's handling of the economy and human rights abuses. When Wednesday's verdict was announced, Mawarire punched the air before smiling. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
President Trump has retweeted three inflammatory anti-Muslim videos that were posted on Twitter by a far-right British politician, sparking widespread condemnation, repudiation, and fears of a backlash against Muslim Americans. His decision to publicize the videos sparked condemnation on both sides of the Atlantic and among both supporters and adversaries. The videos, one of which incorrectly identified an attacker as a Muslim, first appeared on the Twitter account of the deputy head of the anti-immigrant Britain First Party. Two Americans are being held in a prison in Thailand for taking a nude butt selfie in front of a renowned Buddhist temple. The district police chief says the two Americans, who were arrested earlier this week at an airport in the capital, Bangkok, have admitted taking the picture. The offending photo was posted on the pair's popular travel Instagram accounts called @travelingbutts, which followed their adventures in bare bottoms at famous locales all over the world. The account had more than 14,000 followers, but on Wednesday it had been deleted, that is. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.